Parkside and Gateway Technical College. All the best to you both in your important work preparing IT specialists for business, industry, and public sector positions. Finally, tune in next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. for another edition of Education Matters. This is your host, Dwayne Olson, thanking you for being with us today.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org. Community Matters won't be heard as scheduled this week because of an early opera start. We will switch now to Wisconsin Public Radio to pick up a few minutes of classics by request before heading to New York and the Metropolitan Opera broadcast beginning at 11:30.
We just heard the second movement from Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 2 in B-flat major, a performance with George Schwartz directing the Seattle Symphony and Chorale, along with soprano Margaret Chalker as the soloist. Continuing now with this request from Jordan in Madison, who would like very much to hear the song "Oh Danny Boy." Jordan says that he sang the song back in high school with the choir and that the piece sounded just great with the ensemble. And Jordan, who says that he's Irish, he says he likes the words and sounds this song conveys. Here's a performance with the ensemble called Cantus. Danny Boy, sung by Cantus. And to conclude today's program, we have time for the second and third movements. They're very short, from a work by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, his harp Concertino. This is a request from Tim and Monona, and we have a performance with harpist Catherine Michel and the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra.
Thank you.
concluding today's Classics by Request program with the final two short movements from the Concertina for Harp and Chamber Orchestra by composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, a performance with harpist Catherine Michel, the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra, led by conductor Antonio de Almeida. Looking at the forecast for Wisconsin today, partly cloudy with a chance of rain in the south, highs in the lower to mid-50s. Tonight, clear with lows near 30. And then for tomorrow, Sunday, clear with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Coming up next, a doubleheader, a double bill, two for one. Live from the Metropolitan Opera, their opera's performance will be performing Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci. At 4 o'clock, it's Weekend All Things Considered from NPR. 5 o'clock, A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor. And then at 7 this evening, Higher Ground with Jonathan Overby. I'm Ruth Ann Bestman. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.
We're live at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. I'm Mary Jo Heath in for Margaret Juntwaite. And for today's Saturday matinee, we have the sizzling double bill of Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana and Leoncavallo's Pagliacci. Tenor Marcelo Alvarez stars in both these Verismo dramas about the fatal consequences of infidelity. Opposite sopranos Ava Maria Westbrook in Cavalleria Rusticana and Patricia Rossett in Pagliacci, joined by baritone George Gagnidze. The Met's principal conductor, Fabio Luisi, is on the podium for this new production by Sir David McVicar. We're sharing it with audiences in movie theaters live in HD. And during intermission, HD host Susan Graham will speak with our stars backstage. Stay with us.
This performance is being broadcast live over the Toll Brothers Metropolitan Opera International Radio Network, sponsored by Toll Brothers, America's luxury home builder, with generous long-term support from the Annenberg Foundation, the Neubauer Family Foundation, the Vincent A. Stabile Endowment for Broadcast Media, and through contributions from listeners worldwide.
I'm Mary Jo Heath in for Margaret Juntwaite, and I'm with commentator Ira Siff for the Met's final new production of the season. It's the classic pairing of Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci, or CAV-PAG, as they're known. Ira, these operas were at the forefront of the Verismo movement, gritty stories about regular people caught up in extreme emotions.
Yes, and all of their hot-blooded passion is expressed through music that encourages gutsy, full-throated singing.
We have a distinguished cast with tenor Marcelo Alvarez performing double duty. You know, these two works were written just a few years apart, but our conductor, Fabio Luisi, and our director, David McVicar, feel that both in musical style and in the nuances of their stories, Cavalleria Rusticana looks to the past while Pagliacci is more forward-looking. To reflect that, the production is set in the same Sicilian village, but with Cavalleria taking place in 1900 and Pagliacci about 50 years later, post-World War II.
Well, Cavalleria Rusticana was written first in 1890. It stunned its audience and still has that power today. In that era, a small village in Sicily would have adhered to old codes of rustic chivalry, as the opera's title suggests.
Well, the plot can be summarized quite simply. Santuzza has been seduced by her sweetheart, Turiddu, but now he's having an affair with a married woman, his former flame, Lola. In her jealousy, Santuzza tells Lola's husband, Alfio, who then kills Turiddu in a duel. So, Ira, let's go over the story and music in more detail. The opera begins just before dawn, significantly on Easter Sunday.
Well, the prelude opens with a quiet, sacred-sounding musical feel, but then we hear themes expressing Santuzza's plight, and Turiddu's voice is heard in a passionate serenade known as his Siciliana.
He's singing to Lola. After the prelude, the action begins with the villagers just starting their day.
Well, they're singing cheerful pastoral music. When Santuzza enters, her brooding theme is a stark contrast.
She approaches Turiddu's mother, Mama Lucia, but will not enter the house because she considers herself a sinner. Their conversation is interrupted by Lola's husband, Alfio, who passes through singing a bouncy song about his happy life.
The tempo slows down, ironically, when he talks about how his Lola is waiting faithfully for him at home. And we quickly see that Alfio has no idea about the affair.
He even mentions he saw Teridu near their home that morning. Right. Then we hear a quiet Easter hymn coming from inside the church.
And the villagers sing a stunning melody as they process the famous Inigiamo, let us sing praises, the Lord is risen. Santuzza does not go into the church because she feels she's a fallen woman, but we see her devotion as her voice soars above the chorus in prayer.
In her aria, Voi lo sapete, she explains to Mama Lucia, Teridu and Lola used to be engaged. When she chose to marry another man, he turned to Santuzza instead, and she gave herself to him. But Lola became jealous and stole him back.
This aria contains so much drama in just a few minutes of music. Santuzza begins her sad story in a minor key, building to the phrase, I loved him. As she describes Lola's jealousy, a snake-like theme weaves its way in the orchestra. Then when Santuzza talks about losing her honor, the music turns to a lyrical major key and makes it sound like a martyrdom. And she cries out, Lola and Teridu love each other while I weep.
After Lucia goes to Mass, Santuzza finally confronts Teridu. This is a riveting duet. At first, he tries to dodge her questions about where he was last night. He even accuses her of spying.
And in a threatening minor key, he warns her, Beware, Santuzza, I'm not a slave to your jealousy. She replies in major, Beat me, insult me, I forgive you, but this anguish is too great. And suddenly, in the middle of this exchange, we hear a lilting song from Lola, who sashays onto the scene.
She taunts Santuzza by asking if she's going to Mass. Santuzza replies pointedly that only those who haven't sinned should go to church. And Lola responds, Well, thank the Lord, and proceeds. Santuzza stops Teridu from following and begs him to remain with her.
And she has a pleading melody here that just kills me. I mean, even Santuzza softens briefly, but then their lines get closer back and forth until their voices join together.
Santuzza is desperate while Teridu has had enough. Finally, Santuzza can no longer hold back her rage and hurt. She screams a curse at him, an Easter curse.
Right, a te la mala Pasqua. And the orchestra explodes with her theme of despair.
Before she can catch her breath, Lola's husband, Alfio, reappears. And Santuzza, still furious, blurts out that his wife is cuckolding him. At first, Alfio can't believe it, but then he thanks her for telling him and swears vengeance. After all this turbulence, everything goes quiet for the opera's miraculous intermezzo.
Well, you know, intermezzos were a common aspect of operas in this period, but none is so beloved as Mascagni's. It begins with the Easter hymn and then introduces a ravishing new melody, and it's perhaps the most famous one in the opera. It's played by the strings, accompanied by harp and organ, and it seems to cleanse everything.
Yeah, it really does. And then the action resumes. Mass is over, the villagers come out of the church. Teridu leads them in a drinking song.
It has a contagious tune and rhythm, but there's a hyper quality to it, as if Teridu knows his behavior's about to catch up with him.
And it does. Alfio insults him publicly, and Honor demands that Teridu challenge him to a duel. Teridu admits that he is guilty, and he sings an aria of farewell to his mother that has an intense sense of urgency about it. Well, here in order of vocal appearance, Marcelo Alvarez as Teridu, Ava Maria Westbrook as Santuzza, Jane Bunnell as Mama Lucia, George Gognita as Alfio, Ginger Costa-Jackson as Lola, and Andrea Coleman as the peasant woman. The concertmaster is David Chan, and Fabio Luisi conducts the Met Orchestra and chorus. The set is a town square in Sicily. There's an ancient feel to the archways, stone walls, crumbling brick all around. In the middle, an old-fashioned chairs and large tables are arranged on a turntable in different ways to show the village coming together for rituals of worship, eating, drinking, courtship. And the villagers are wearing their all-black Sunday best. It is Easter Sunday, after all. The women in long dresses with shawls, the men in vests, jackets, and hats. At the very end of the opera, we will hear Turiddu rush off. Mama Lucia is kind of confused and frightened. And then a villager will scream that Turiddu has been killed.
And Santuzza's voice will cry out on a high C as the orchestra thunders out her theme.
Here's Maestro Fabio Luisi entering the orchestra pit, shaking hands with David Chan. Let's hear Cavalleria Rusticana by Mascagni.
Scalpita, i sonagli squillano, schianta la frustela. Soffi il vento gelido, cada l'acqua nevichi, ma me che cosa fa? Il cavallo scalpita, i sonagli squillano, schianta la frustela. Schianta la frustela. Ma aspetta casa.